Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Dalet 94. And we are on Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. We'll start a couple lines from the bottom. Just I mentioned that I start off with the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Malachim. Yesterday, the Gemara brought up Ben Kuziba. Right, we're talking about different six descendants of Rus that had six brachos each. So the Gemara quoted, though, some other Nevi'im that did not have these talents, these skills, and therefore they were they met a tragic demise. And that's like Bar Kuziba. He was not Morach Vadain. He didn't smell the Vadai Din, and therefore they put him to death. So besides Bar Kuziba, the Rambam Menachos Malachim Perakid Aleph talks about Bar Kuziba, Bar Kochva. First, talking about Rabbi Akiva, really supported him amongst the other Rabbanim, and then he was eventually killed. And then the Rambam in the last halacha, Yud Aleph Daled, has a section which was left out of the Rambam that we had the regular Rambam Mishnah Torah for many years until the Frankel put it back in, the edited out part. So the Rambam there talks about Mashiach. If a king comes from Malchus Beis David and he's Hoge Batorah and Othik B'mitzvahs and he brings people close to Hashem, so B'cheskas Shu Mashiach, he doesn't have to bring a sign. Like Bar Kokhba didn't bring a sign. Rabbi Kiva still believed in him, so it must be you don't need a sign. But if he's not Matzliach and he is killed, so then you know, so then Biadua She'eino Zeh Sheftichah Torah Alav. You know this is not the one. And then the Rambam quotes, Af Yeshua HaNotzri. So the Mefarshim point out it's Yeshua, Yud Shin Vav Ayin. It's not Yeshu, it's Yeshua. That's what the Rambam has. Yud Shin Vav Ayin. Yeshua HaNotzri, Shadima Sheyia Mashiach, V'Neherag BeBezdin. He was killed in Bezdin, like the edited Gemara that we had earlier in Sanhedrin. Kfar Nisnabe Bo Daniel. Daniel already was Nisnabe about him. Shnemar Uvenei Pritzei Amcha Yinasu Lahamid Chazon V'Nechshalu. V'chiyech Shmichshol Gadol Mizeh. Is there any greater Mechshol? Shekol HaNeviim Dibru Shehamashiach Goel Yisrael U'Moshiyam U'Mekabesit Chayhem U'Mechazek Mitzvasam. What's Mashiach going to do? All the Neviim say he's going to save us, he's going to gather our sin, and he's going to be Mechazek us. V'zeg, the opposite, garam la'abed Yisrael b'cherev u'lefazer she'erisam, to he scattered us more, u'lehashpilam, to lower us, u'lehachlef ha'Torah, u'lehatos rov ha'olam, la'avot elokim v'alde Hashem. He caused so many billions of people to serve gods other than Hashem. Avo machshavos borei olam, ein koch ba'adam la'hasigam. Ki, why? Lo darkeinu derachav, lo machshavaseinu machshavasav. We can't understand Hashem. V'chol hadvarim ha'elu, shel Yeshua ha'notzri, v'shel zeh ha'yishme'eli, sh'amar acharav. I know this, right? Muhammad. Einon elo liyasher derech l'melech ha'mashiach. All religions, up until Melech ha'mashiach, is really part of the divine plan until we get to the end of days. It's all some way, even though we don't understand it, Islam and Christianity is all to eventually bring Mashiach. And to have everybody serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every human being. Pazik says, eventually everyone will call the name of Hashem, ula'avdo, Shchem Echad. And then he continues, when Mashiach comes, everybody will come and return and leave all the false paths. That is all in Perek Yud Aleph, where the Rambam talks about Melech HaMashiach. In Perek Yud Beis, the last Perek, he talks about what's going to happen B'Yemos HaMashiach. But those are the last two Prakim of all of Mishnah Torah. Melech HaMashiach and B'Yemos HaMashiach. Okay, let's go back to what we were discussing. But that's the Rambam about the other religions. The purpose of the other religions in life is all to bring us eventually to B'Yemos HaMashiach. It doesn't look like that way. Crusades, it doesn't look like it's bringing to Mashiach, right? All the tragedies that we've suffered to the other religions in the past thousands of years, doesn't seem like it's bringing to Mashiach, but the Rambam says, lo machshavosai machshavoseichem, and it's really part of the divine plan. Okay, let's go back to where we were up to. So yesterday we were talking, spoke up a lot about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So at the end it said that there's two deus, what happened to them? Were they nistares actually? Or they were physically mutilated? Or was their salvation an inspiration that there was no more Avodah Zarah in the world? Two very different pshatim of Sirus. So we went into Darshaning, the psukim that we read on the Haftarah B'Tainus. So we're in the middle of that. Says the Gemara, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the bottom. My shame olam etain lo asher lo yikares. What is the last line where it talks about you're going to be better to me than children. I'm going to make you a Yad Vashem. I'm going to make you a place and a name greater than children. And then it says, a shem olam, an eternal name that will never be cut off. Amar bitanchum, darish bar kapar bitzipori, ze sefer Daniel, shenikra al shemo. This is referred to Sefer Daniel, and Sefer Daniel is immortalized in his Sefer, right? That's why it is Shem Olam Etein Lo. So now we said, okay, we spoke about Daniel. What about Michti? Kol Mili to Ezra, Nehemiah ben Chaglia Amrin Hu. Really, all of Sefer Ezra, most of Sefer Ezra, Nehemiah said, V'Nehemiah ben Chaglia, my time alo ikri Sifrei al Shmei. Why is it not called by Nehemiah? Throughout Shas, many times when the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk from Nehemiah, it calls it Ezra. Ezra Nechemiah really treated as one. If you look in the Baba Basra, where we had the Brisa on Daf Yudalad and Tezvav, where it lists off all the Svarim of Tanakh, it only lists off Ezra. It does not list off Nechemiah. So it's one Sefer, and it's called Aide Ezra. So why is it called by Ezra and not by Nechemiah? So two answers. Number one, Amar Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Mipnei Shehechzik Tov Alatzmo. He gave himself credit. He gave himself credit for something when he spoke to Hashem, so that was his punishment. Shenemar Zachra Li Elokai Latova. Remember me for good. Remember me for good, because I deserve it. So when I ask, is Davinami, Meimer Amar, Zachreni Hashem, Birtsona Mecha, Pakdeni Bishua Secha. We say it in Davinami. Hashem, remember me, Pakdeni Re Birtsona Mecha. So what's the difference? David wasn't punished. There's no safer name David, but you know, David has his own Svarim. It's not named after somebody else. Right, Tehillim, so what's the difference between David and Nehemiah? So answer, David, Rachmihu Dekaboy. You know, David is asking for Rachmanis. He's not saying he deserves it. He's asking for Rachmanis. It's part of his tefillah, period. So the question is, Nehemiah was also Rachmihu Dekaboy. What's the difference? So in the Margolius Ayam, he quotes Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, who says, if you look closely, there's different names of Hashem used by David and Nehemiah. David used the name of Yudkei Vavkei, which is Shem of Rachamim. So Rachmanis, he's asking for Rachmanis. So he's saying Zachreni, but he's asking for Rachmanis. But Nehemiah used Lashon of Elokim, Midas Adin. I deserve it out of Din. So he says, that's the difference. Got to look at the names of Hashem used in the Pesukim, the Great Ha'ara, by Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz. Okay. Right, the end of the pasuk, the part that Gemara doesn't quote. Remember me, everything that I've done. This is in the second half of the pasuk of Nehemiah. Remember what I did. I don't have. And then the other pasuk, right? The David HaMelech doesn't have that. Just bishuasecha, and your salvation, right? Okay, number one. That is answer number one. Rav Yosef Amar, second answer. Why it was not named by Nehemiah? But it's just siper b'genuson shall rishonim, because he kind of rebuked and put down a little bit the earlier generations of Nevi'im. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, V'hapachos harishonim asher lofanai hechbidu al ha'am. The governors, the earlier pachos, the earlier ones, they were machbid, they were very heavy, and they made it difficult for the nation. Why? V'yichu mehem, they took from them as taxes, balechem v'yayin echad kesef shkalim arbaim. They took food. They took kesef shkalim. So they said that the earlier generations, they took the heads of the nation took too much. So what's it your business saying about what other people did? Too much. V'yafal Daniel shegadu mimenu siper. Even about Daniel he spoke about. How do you know that Daniel was greater than him in Nevuah? Dechsiv. V'ra'isi ani Daniel, levadi, as Amara. Daniel says, I alone saw a certain vision. V'hana shim asher hayu imi, lo ra'u as Amara. And the people with me did not see the vision. Aval charada gadol enafal alayhem. They saw, they felt something was happening, but they didn't have the vision. Remember we had a couple of days ago, but how does the Navi Shek, the end of the previous parak? Right, a Navi that's Kovesh Nevuaso, that the halach is that he's Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim. The halach is, how is he Chayim Misa? How does anybody know? He's Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim. Where's his Hasra? Where's his Hasra? So Gemara says, the other Nevi'im around him give him Hasra, because Hashem doesn't give a Nevuah to one Navi. It's only it's given in a group. So if it's given in a group, that's how they know. Maybe here it was given in a group and they felt something. My assumption is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Shiny Moshe Rabbeinu. It's one of the Animamins. Right, so he could get a Nevuah by himself. Because it's a different type of nevuah. But the pasuk continues, those other Nevi'im that felt it, they ran away and they hid. So you see that Daniel was unique. He got nevuahs when other people didn't. Who were the other men with Daniel who did not get the nevuah? Those are the last three of the Treyasar, as well as the last Nevi'im. So Daniel was also, these were the last group of Nevi'im, part of the Anshei Knesset Hagadolah. So you see, he was greater. Continues the Gemara. Inhu adifi minei, ve'iyu adif minayhu. Really, they were greater than him in one respect, and he was greater than them in another respect. Inhu adifi minei, they were greater than him. De inhu nevi'i, ve'ihu lav nevi'a. Navi. What does that mean? They were nevi'im. Chagat chay melachi. They are in Treyasar. They are in the Nevi'im. Daniel is not in Navi, right? What is Daniel in Ksuvim? He lived at the same time as Chag HaZachariah Malachi. The answer is Daniel, the Sefer Daniel, is not in Nevi'im because it was not given, as some Rishonim in Maseches Megillah, where this comes up, his Nevu'ah was not given to him to say over to the Jewish people. And therefore, he's not considered a Navi. A Navi isn't somebody that speaks to Hashem. A Navi is somebody who's given Nevuah to say over to Am Yisrael. So Daniel was not a Navi. Ezra and Nehemiah were not Nevi'im. That's why they were not in Nevi'im, only in Ksuvim. That what's recorded is not considered a Nevuah. But the opposite, the Iwa, the Finayu, but he is greater than them in that the Iu Chazav, Inu Lo Chazu. When Hashem wanted to speak to them, so then he didn't. He spoke to Daniel, and they felt it, but they didn't know what was going on. If they didn't see it, so what were they scared about? What were they shaking about? The Gemara answers, right? Even though they didn't feel it, their mazel, their neshama felt it, and therefore they felt something was happening, even though they didn't realize what it was. Right, Amaravina, Shvamina, high in man the mavis. If somebody's ever scared of something, Avagat ilo chazi, even though you don't realize what you're scared of, mazle chazi. Your mazel realizes it, and therefore that's why you're feeling something. My takante, how do you solve your fear, your trepidation if you feel something? If you know your mazel is feeling something, so linshov beduchte miduchte arbagami. Either leave the situation that you're in, go four garmidim away from where you are. Inami likri kriyashma. If not, say kriyashma. That'll get away the force. V'ikai b'wakamati nofes. If you're in a place, a dirty place, where you can't get out of, and you can't say kriyashma either, you're not allowed to say kriyashma b'wakamati nofes. Leimach, you just say the following. Iza, the beit tavcha shmeina minai. You know, the goats by the butcher shop are fatter than me. You know, why don't you go take them? Go take, you don't need me. You don't have to scare me. You know, those are better meat. So therefore, you say that incantation to get them away, and in that way, you will save yourself. Period. Stop there for a minute. Rav Schechter in Ikvei Atzon, we mentioned this in the past, discusses in Siman Chav Gimel Yisod HaTanach. Yisod HaTanach, the Makor for Tanach. So what's the Makor for Tanach? So we know the end of Parshat B'Shalach, the Pasuk says in the laning for Purim, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Kisov Zos Zikaron Basefer, V'Sim Ba'azne Yoshua. So the Gemara Darshins in Megillah, Dav Zayin, Zos Zikaron Basefer. Zos is this, what it says in Torah. That's Zos. Zikaron is what it says in Nevi'im. Basefer is like the Megillah. Basefer is what it says in the Megillah. That is Ksuvim. So what exactly, how do you get that from those three words? Ksov, Zos, Zikaron, Basefer. So Schechter explains beautifully, I'm not sure if this is from Rav Soloveitchik or from Rav Schechter, Zos. Why is that an allusion to Torah? Because the Gemara says, Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Matos, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a different Nevuah than all the other Nevi'im. His Nevuah was with clarity, right? There are four differences, I think the Rambam says, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. He had it when it was awake. He had a clarity. It wasn't b'mashal or b'chidos. It was clear. And it was whenever Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to hear it, right? It wasn't that he had to wait to get prepared, but that's Zos, that's symbolized by the Lashon of Zeh HaDavar. Every other Navi had Kamar Hashem. Yes, something like this, and you have to figure it out exactly what it is. Moshe Rabbeinu was clarity. Zeh hadavar shetziva Hashem. Zeh. So that's Zos. So Zos is an allusion to Torah, because Torah is Moshe. It was that level of Nevuah. That's why Zeh and Zos, that's that level. Zikaron. What's Zikaron? So many times in Chazal, the word Zikaron doesn't only mean to remember, but it means lahazkir, to mention. Zachar Eis Asher Asalcha Amalek. So what does that mean? Zachar is lahazkir, to mention Amalek. Remember Shabbos. Zachar. So what does that mean? Lahazkir, to mention it by Kiddush. Whenever we have Zachar, it's not only to remember it, but it's remember it through mentioning. So that's Zikaron. Zikaron, to remember, really, in Torah many times means lahazkir, to mention. And that's what Nevuah is. Nevuah is when something is given over to mention it to others. And that's what he says. The Reb Chaim, he quotes from Reb Chaim. The Sifri Nevuah Nitznu Milechadchila Amanas Right, niv is a lashon of expression of the lips. That's nevuah. So that's why nevuah is given over to say over. Right, the field sprouts out. I ksuvim basefer. Sefer is ksuvim because it's nitan to be written down. It wasn't nitan to be given over to, and it was given over with a level of Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh Baruch Hu, but it wasn't Nevuah given over to say. It was given over to be written down. The Megillah, all the Megillahs, and Daniel, and Ezra Nehemiah. So that's what it says here. That Daniel wasn't a Navi in that sense. He was somebody who communicated with Hashem, but it wasn't a Navi, and therefore in that way, they were... Chagas Chaim Malachi, in one way, was a better. And he has a whole continuation of this in the Sefer, what other nafkaminas are there. So, right, so that's this Gemara, the Ihu Lav Navi. Vaiter, let's continue. Lamarbe, the 10th line, the second word. Lamarbe Hamisra, to the one who makes great, Lamarbe Hamisra, the authority of Hashem. Ula Shalom, and the peace ain't case. There's no end to his peace. So if you look in Tanakh, it's not quoted here in the Gemara, but Rashi notes that you have it. Lamarbe, there's an end of mem. There's a mem sofit in the word lamarbe. Right? That mem is supposed to be a mem sofit in the middle of a word. The only time in Tanakh where you have a mem sofit at the end, in the middle of a word and not at the end of a word. It's closed. It's susum. So the question is, why do you have that? And this is referring, says the Gemara, to what we have been talking about. And we're talking about Chizkiyahu. Amar Ritadchav, Darash Bar Kapar B'Sipori, B'Pnei Makom Mem Shebem Sateva Pasuach V'Zeh Sasum. Why is this mem closed and all others are open? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asos Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. When Yerushalayim was surrounded, remember, after the 10 tribes were already exiled. And now Sancherev, king of Ashur, is coming to Yerushalayim. He's trying to capture Yerushalayim and get rid of all of them. And Chizkiyahu Malach Davins, and overnight, what happens? The Malach Hashem goes around, and 185,000 officers of Ashur drop dead. Right, Melech Ashur, the whole city of Ashur, and Sancherev flees. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu king, for Sancherev, Gog u'Magog, and he wanted to make that Gog u'Magog, and he wanted to finish, bring Mashiach right then. Interesting, we had a Beis HaMikdash then. What do you mean, bring Mashiach? He wanted to make it permanent, he wanted to make it eternal. So Amr Midas Adil of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas Adil said, Rebbona Shalom, Umad David Melech Yisrael. Sha'amar Kamashiwa Sisish Bachus Lefanecha, Lo Asisa Mashiach, David Melech Yisrael, you didn't make Mashiach, even though he sung so many songs to you. Chizkiyahu Sha'asisa Lo Kolanisim Halalu, Velo Amar Shira Lefanecha. Chizkiyahu, you did all these unbelievable Nisim, and he did not sing Shira to you. Taseu Mashiach, you're going to make him Mashiach, does he deserve it? That's why it was closed up, right? The fact that he was going to be Mashiach, right, was closed up, and that's why Lamar Bamisra was closed up. Rashi quotes a couple of other pshatim in the first couple of skinny lines that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to close up our tsaris, and he closed up our tsaris, and he quotes his Rebbe that Chizkiyahu's mouth was closed up, and that's the mem that's closed. A couple of other pshatim Rashi gives. But either way, he wanted to make a Mashiach, and he didn't sing. So therefore, he did not make a Mashiach. Why didn't he sing? Chizkiyahu was such an unbelievable tzaddik. That's be a reason why he didn't sing Shira after he woke up and he saw the soldiers of Ashur. So the Medrash says that Chizkiyahu thought to himself, everybody knows what happened. What do I have to sing for? The whole world knows what happened. Everybody's going to hear about it. I don't have to sing and tell them. And that was his problem, because Shira is not just about letting other people know. It's about the shorer. It's about the singer. When we sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just about the other people hearing it, but it's about my saying it. I have to say it. I have to make sure that people hear it, but for me, not for anybody else. Even if everybody else knows it. That's one idea. I saw in the Biyurei Chasidus, because another pshat, that another drash, that when Chizkiyahu was on such a high level, that to him, you have to take shir when there's a nes. But to him, nes and tefer are all the same. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed out all these soldiers, but he made me breathe. See, he was on that level that the Meshach Chachma talks about at the beginning of the Chukosai, about nes and teva. So he was on that level. That's why he didn't sing Shira, but he was still held accountable. Because Afal Pikein, you got to know when a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, is Yatza min HaTeva, when he goes out of the normal way and he brings such a nes. So Miyaz, after the Midas Hadin said you can't make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, Pascha Haaretz, the Amr Lefanav, the land started saying to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Omeres Lefanach Hashira Tachtei Tzadik, Tachas Tzadik Zeh, V'aseh Mashiach. You know what? I'll sing Shira for him. And then make a Mashiach. I'll be a Shliach. I'll say the Shira, he'll say Amen, and I'll do it. So Pascha V'yamr Shira Lefanav, the land started singing Shira. Shneamar Miknaf Haaretz, from the lands, Miros Shemana, we heard song, Tzvi LaTzadik, a Tzviya, a song and a tzvi for the tzaddik for Chizkiyahu. Amar Sar HaOlam Lefanav. So then the Sar HaOlam. Who's the Sar HaOlam? Rashi quotes Malach Shekol HaOlam Masur Biado. Whoa, that's the Sar HaOlam. The Malach Hashem's right hand man, Kaviyachol. Right, the Malach that Hashem put in charge. Right, so this is also alludes to the Ramban in Parshas Achremos. That Hashem put different malachim in charge of the world. So according to that Ramban, though, there was no sar above Eretz Yisrael. Oh, I don't know how it would work out with this sar ha'olam. So sar ha'olam says, "Ribbono shel olam, sivyono asa l'tzadik zeh." This the land followed the wishes of the tzadik, but you know it wasn't really him doing it. Yatsa baskov yamar baskov goes down and says, "Razi li." Right, the secret. It's a secret with me. Meaning, when Mashiach is going to come, is with me. It's my secret, says Hashem. Avar Navi, Oy Li, Ayve, when's it going to come already? Ad Masai, Yatsa, Basko, and this is, remember, before the whole Golas, in the time of Chizkiyo. So must be Alderach Nevua, they saw what the Golas was going to be like. Yatsa, Basko, Vyamra, Bogdim, Bagadu, Uveget, Bogdim, Bagadu. They were treason, they treasoned against me. Vyamra, Rabba, Vitame, Rav Yitzchak, Ad, Da'asi, Bezuze, Ubezuze, Bezuze. When's Mashiach going to come? After we're spoiled, and the spoilers take spoils, meaning we got a long time right now. Period. Basko, so whenever a Basko comes up, Sanhedrin especially, there are different levels of voices from Shemayim, and different levels of communications. We already discussed two of them, but now we have the third. All on this daf, Nevuah is the highest level. Then comes Ruach HaKodesh, and then comes Basko. Right, Ruach HaKodesh is not on as high of a level, because it wasn't given over to say. When Hashem talks to you to tell Klal Yisrael something, that's the highest level. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu was using you as a Shliach. Ruach HaKodesh would be the next level down, and that was, many, right, he quotes from the, I saw in the Bira Daf, quotes from the Rakanati. There's Nevuah, and then there's Ruach HaKodesh, which was given to David and Shlomo and Daniel, right, was that they were all heard, got Ruach HaKodesh, Hashem communicated with them, but it wasn't that they had a Nevuah. And the third level down is Bas Kol, which was given to certain Chachmei Adoros after the time of the Nevi'im. That's Baskol. Why is it called a Baskol and not just a Kol? So this we had earlier, back on Daf Yud Aleph in the first parak, where the Gemara, the Tosfos there says, it's called a Baskol because it's like an echo. It's like an echo. It's not a real voice. It's a little removed. Yesh omim shloha yishom in kol ha-yosim in ha-shamayim, elami tok oso kol, yotze kol acher. That's why it's called Baskol. And that's why the Tosfos Yad said it's a Baskol, not a Ben Kol, because it's weaker, and the feminine Lashon is always used to symbolize a little weaker Lashon. Okay. Says the Gemara, Masa, fourth to last skinny line. Masa, Duma, the Masa, the vision of Duma. Duma we're going to see is a Malach. Eli, Kori, Mi, Seir. He has called to me from Seir, says Yishayo. Shomer, Mami, Laila. The Shomer, the guard, Hashem, Mami, Laila. Shomer, Mami, Lael. Shomer, the guard. What's with this night? What's with this Golas? When's it going to end already? Amr, Rabbi Yochanan, Osa, Malach, Amun, Ala, Ruchos, Duma, Shmo, the Malach, that's the Muna, and all the spirits, his name is Duma. This Kapsu, Kala, Ruchos, Eitzel, Duma, all the Ruchos came to Duma, Amrulo, Shomer, Mami, Laila, Shomer, Mami, Lael, even the Malachim asked Duma, what's going on, when's the Golas going to end? Omar Shomer Asa Boker. The Shomer says the morning's going to come, but Vagam Laila, there's going to be darkness. Im Tivayun Ba'ayu, if you really want it, Shuvu, and then do Tshuva, Esayu, and then it will come. Meaning you got a while now, even though once Chizkiyahu, that chance was lost, it's going to be another long time. Tana Mishim Rabbi Papias. Ginayu lechizkiyah v'siyaso. Shalom Mushira ad shepatzcha ha'aretz v'amar shira. It's a ginayu to tzidkiyah who didn't sing. Shenemar mikraf ha'aretz zemira shamanu tzviv letzadik. V'chomer. Ki yosi badavar ha'omer. Similarly, where else was someone embarrassed? Vayomer Yisro. Baruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem. When Yisro comes and he hears all about what happened, he says, Baruch Hashem that he saved you. Tana Mishim Rabbi Papias. Ginayu lemoshe. V'shishim ribo, shelo amru, baruch, ad sheba Yisro v'amar baruch Hashem. Right, so g'nai to klal Yisro, that they didn't say baruch Hashem, until Yisro came and said baruch Hashem. The kasha is that, look at the Torah, there were people that said baruch Hashem. Eliezer Eben Avraham said baruch Hashem. Noach said baruch Hashem. What's the uniqueness to Yisro? So I think I mentioned in a parsha shir from someone a few months ago, the difference was that Yisro said baruch Hashem about something that happened to somebody else. Not just about him. He was able to recognize Godless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gvuras Hashem, what happened to somebody else. That's a level. That's just what Hashem does to me. But what he does to you, Baruch Hashem, that's Baruch Hashem. Hitzel Aschem, he saved you. That's Godless. Vayichad Yisro, once we're talking about Yisro, Yichad Yisro. Rav Ishmael, what does that mean? Rashi quotes this. Rav on Chumash. Rav Amar Sheh, Hevir Cherev Chada Al Basaro. Rashi doesn't quote this one. What does it mean? Yichad, he was so happy that he took out a knife and he gave himself a bris milah. Right, he said, wow, Jews are unbelievable, I gotta become Jewish. Shmuel amar, shenasa chidudim chidudim abasaro. Shmuel said, no, he got pricklies on his flesh. Because he was a little upset that all this happened to the Egyptians, and the Jewish people, who he was not part of, became great. Amar Rav, or Rav Papa, Haino Damri Inchi, this is what people say, the phrase, Giyora, a convert ad asara dari lo sivza arma kame. One shouldn't talk badly or negatively about an Aramean in front of the convert because he still has feelings for them. So Yisro here too, he had feelings for the Mitzrayim, used to be a Mitzrayim, so therefore he wasn't from Mitzrayim, but he was, according to Chazal, he was one of the advisors to Paros, therefore that's why he felt bad, even though he heard the great things that happened. The Marsha here says, what's the first day he gave himself a bris milah? But he was from the B'nai Keturah. Midian goes back to the B'nai Keturah, so why didn't they have a bris milah? We had earlier in the Masechta, the B'nai Keturah chayav and bris milah. So maybe, says the Marsha, this Gemara means he gave himself Priya, not Milah. Right? And Yonat Yom, we have a bris milah today. So Milah, right, we know the two parts of a bris milah, the actual cutting of the foreskin and the pulling back and the revealing. Right? So we know the B'nai Keturah were chayav and the Milah, not in the Priya. So maybe here it means chayav and the Priya. Right? That's what the Gemara in Yavama says. The Gemara in Yavama says, Ayin Aleph, lo nitzana priyas milah wa Avram avinu. Priya wasn't given to Avraham, only milah. Umikamakom Avram para milason. Avram did it, even though it was a command that Avagam lo nitztave, like it says in Yuma, that he did even Erech Tavshila, meaning Avram did everything, even though he wasn't commanded. But then Tosef says, v'im tomar, im lo nitzana priya ad Yoshua, heichan gamrinan mine. It says, ein avi resha adavar lochadish avar meyata. If it wasn't given to Avram, where was it? We don't have a source for it anywhere. That's where Tosas answers, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Priya is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That is Tosas B'Sidi Yavamas. Chazam Sofer has a fascinating suffix. Chazam Sofer in a tshuva in Reish Mem Ches asks, what happens if a baby had Mila and not Priya? Or the Mila was fine, but the Priya was messed up. So you got to do the Priya again. Do you have to make a bracha on the Priya? The Gemara says, Kalamovolo Parak Ila Lomol. So we don't have the Priya, so then, as if we didn't do the mila. So what does that mean? The Chazab Sofer says, is when the Priya is done, do you have to make a bracha or not? He assumes yes. Because without Priya, it's not a good mila, so you have to make a bracha. This might relate to, or if Soloveitchik thought, that this relates to the alumnus we spoke about a week or two ago. And that is, there are two different types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's from Reb Chaim. There's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai Mechadeshes, and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai Mifareshes. A new din? Is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai telling me a new din? Or is it expanding an existing category? When Halacha Moshe B'Sinai was Mechadesh, there's something called Priya. Is that redefining what Mila is? Mila isn't just cutting. Mila is cutting and revealing. That's the definition of Mila. It's an expansion, right? It's expanded my definition. Or is it no? Mila is Mila and Priya is Priya. Which is it? So that might be an afkamina, because you say al hamila, that's the bracha. If you say it's mifarashes, then you're going to make the bracha, because it wasn't done yet. If it's mechadeshes, maybe mila is not the appropriate bracha, because there's mila and there's priya. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, lachain, fifth wide line. Lachain yishalach adon Hashem svakos, b'mashminav, razon. Therefore Hashem is going to send, b'mashminav, in his fat ones, razon, skinny ones. By the Mashmeidav Razon, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Chizkiyosh Yishlo Shmona Shemos. It says, B'Mashmeidav, we're going to darshan it to eight. Let Chizkiyah come, who has eight names, V'Yifram Yisancheref Yishlo Shmona Shemos. And pay back from Sancheref, who has eight names. I forgot to mention, I saw the shame of the Panim Yafos. How did Yisrael give themselves a bris milah? But Yisrael didn't give themselves a bris milah in the desert. 40 years, they didn't give themselves a bris milah, because there was no Ruach Tzfonis, the Gemara says. Right, so they didn't. So Yisro gave himself a bris milah. Nobody else got a bris milah. Answer: Yisro was outside the Anei HaKavod. He wasn't enclosed. He was walking outside the Anei HaKavod. So he was allowed to get a bris milah because the Ruach Tzfonis would protect him because he didn't have the Anei HaKavod blocking the Ruach Tzfonis. Interesting. Anyway, so the Gemara says that Chizkiyo, the eight named Chizkiyo, should pay back from the eight named Sancheret. Chizkiyo dechsev. What was his eight names? Kiyela Yula Lanu, Ben Itan Lanu, Fatia Misra Al Shichma, Vayikra Shmo, Pele Yoetz. El Gibar, Avi, Ad, Sar, Shalom. Eight names. Vaika Chizkiya. What about Chizkiya? That was also one of his names. That's nine. That's not his real name. Chizko Ka. Hashem strengthened him. That was just a nickname. Davar Acher, Chizkiyo, Shechizik Es Yisrael, Avim Shabashamayim. That Chizkiyo strengthened the Jewish people's relationship with Hashem. Chizki Chizeka. Sancherev, Dechsev Bey, Tiglas Peleser, Pal Nasar, Shalmanasar, Pol, Sargon, Asnapar, Rava, Viyakira, Viyayika Sancherev. Right, what about Sancherev? No, also it's a nickname. This is what he just did. Shesichso Riv. His whole conversation was always arguing with God. That's all he did all day. He argued with Hashem. Dover Acher, Shesach Vinicher Dvarim Klapi Mala. Or it means he threw things against Hashem. Not just he spoke about arguing with Hashem, but he argued with Hashem mamish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'nei mazach oso rasha legroso, asnaper, rava v'yakira. Why was he called all these great names? The great asnaper, the great officer. Mipnei shelo siper b'gnusa shel Eretz Yisrael. Because he didn't say something negative about Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, because as Sancheret, when Sancheret besieged Yerushalayim, he gave them a choice. You want to leave? I won't destroy you. You can leave. And I'll put you in another land. What kind of other land? Ad bo evil akachti eschem al eretz kartzachem. I'll put you in another land, just like your land. But he didn't say a better land. So he didn't speak about the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. Rav v'Shmuel, chad amar melech pikeachaya. One says he was a very wise king. Chad amar melech tipeshaya. The other one says he was a very foolish king. Lamad amar melech pikeachaya. According to what it says, he was a smart king. If he would have told them, I'll put you in a land better than your land. Amru, kamisha keres. He's lying. There's no land better than Eretz Yisrael. Umad amar melech tipeshaya. And if according to what it says, he was a foolish land, so that a foolish king, imkei marabuse. He said, where do you get that from? Because I'm going to put you in another land just like your land. So why should we leave? So he was a foolish. What kind of offer was that? Period. Next section. Lehecha agli luhu. So now we're going back in history a little bit. Where did Sancheret exile the 10 tribes to? Or the 10 tribes before this whole story happened, the siege of Yerushalayim. Where did he exile them to? Marzusha Amar LaAfriki. Oh, right. Halakha LaMaisa. Right. Who are these 10 tribes? Do we know of any of them? So, first opinion, Africa. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Lahare Slug. Lahare Slug. Avo Yisrael, Sipru B'gnus Yisrael Yisrael. But finishing the story now, unlike Sancheret, B'nai Yisrael said negative things about Eretz Yisrael. They didn't learn from the Meraglim. Kimatu Sos, when they came to Shosh, Amri, Shavi, Kiare. No, this is just like Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu Almin, when they came to Almin, Amru, Kalman. This is just like Almin. This is just like Rashi says, Yerushalayim, Beis Olamin. Kimatu Sos Trei, when they came to a place called Sos Trei, Amri, Al Chatrein. This is doubly as nice as where we came from. That was the negative. Period. V'tachas kvodo yekad yekod ki kodesh, under his covenant, under Sancheriv's covenant, is going to burn. It's going to burn, right? It's referring to the burning of all of his soldiers right under his nose. But before that, we say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan tachas kvodo v'lakvodo mamish. It's under his what was burned, under their clothes, and not kvodo mamish. Not covenant mamish, not their whole body. What does that mean? Because covered or clothes. Ki hadar Rabbi Yochanan kari le lamani mechab dosayas. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan used to call the Shabbos clothes those items that gave me covered. Meaning his Shabbos clothes that gave him covered. He wore special Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. So that's kvodo. So it says that they were burnt under their kavod, under their clothes. Right? That is the first daya that they were burned. Right? All of the armies of Sancheriv were burned. Their clothes were not burned. Only under their clothes, their bodies. So Rabbi Lazar Amar, no, their bodies weren't even burned. Tachas kvodo mamish, under their bodies, meaning they just dropped dead. Their bodies were not burned. Kisreifas b'nei Aaron, just like Nadav and Aviyu. Malahalon sreifas l'sham of aguf kayam. Afkan sreifas l'sham of aguf kayam. Right, 2 days in the Gemara, what type of sreifa took place to the Anshe Ashur? Tanu shei Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Paro shechirif abatzmo nifra hakadosh baruch hu ben abatzmo. Paro, who blasphemed God himself, he was paid back by God himself with a makas. Sancheriv, shechirev, al yidei shliach, nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimenu al yidei shliach. Sancheriv, who blasphemed through a shliach, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back through a shliach. Which is worse? Machlokas Rashi Marsha. Rashi, which I don't think is Kipshuto, says that Sancheriv was worse. He didn't even insult God himself. He sent the shliach to insult God. It's even worse insult. But the Barsha says, no, it's worse if you do it yourself. Right? So either way, it's Machlokas Rashi and the Marsha. So the Gemara says, Paro, the Sivbe, where does Paro do it himself? Mi Hashem, Asher Esh Babakolo, who is God that I will listen to him? Nifra, Kodesh Baruch, Mimeno Ba'atzmo, Hashem paid back himself, the Siv, Ayin Na'er, Hashem is Mitzrayim B'toch Hayam. Hashem did it himself, Kriyas Yamsov, Viksiv, Tarachta Bayam Susecha. You did it, Kodesh Baruch, who did it, Vechulu. Sancheriv, the Siv, Bian Malachecha, Chirafta Hashem. Right, with your messengers, Nifra Kodesh Baruch Hu Menu Adi Shliach Tachsiv Vayetsi Malach Hashem went Vayach B'Machane Ashur Meya Ushmonim V'Chamisha Elef V'Gomer. The Gra that has been mentioned in many Haggadah this year, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu did it Bichvodu V'Yatzmo. Not only Kriyas Yamsuf, but also Makas Bechoros Ani V'Lo Malach Ani V'Lo Shliach. We say in the Haggadah. The question is, but the pasuk says V'Lo Yitein Hamashchis. Lavo abotechem lingof. What do you mean there's a mashvas there? It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting. What about the mashvas? So the Gra says beautifully, there were people that were supposed to die that night. Stam people. It was their time, their age. They were 120 that night. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let the mashvas, didn't let the regular Malach HaMavis that was taking the people naturally were going to die, he didn't let them kill them that night. Because then the Mitzriah might have said, oh, look at what happened. Somebody else died that night. Even though every firstborn died, another example where you have a little bit of a Pesach to think that God didn't do it, so that could be done. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. V'loyten HaMashchis, says the Gra, he didn't let the Mashchis, the regular people, die that night. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa asked, contradiction, Ksiv Mirom Kitzo, Uksiv Malon Kitzo. Sancheriv said, I'm going to go up and bring Hashem down from on high. Merom Kitzo and Malon Kitzo. What's the difference? Amar Osa Rasha Betchila Achrev Dirushalmata. First, I will destroy Yerushalayim, which is the Merom Kitzo. The base of Yerushalayim is called the Merom, the high point. Achrev Dirushalmata. Then I'll go up and destroy Hashem in heaven, which is the Malon, the place where he lives, like the Malon, the inn. Amar Bishu ben Levi, my dechsev ata hamibalade Hashem alisi al hamakom azel lahashkiso. Did I come here without Hashem? Hashem helped me. Hashem amari la alay el Hashem el aretz hazos v'shkiso. Sancheriv says God told me to come up and destroy. So Mahi, where did Sancheriv hear? Where did God speak to Sancheriv? The shama the navi v'dekamar that he heard the navi. He heard Yeshaya the kamar who said. Ya'an ki ma'as ha'am hazeh es me'ashiloach. This nation was disgusted. Ma'as ha'am hazeh es me'ashiloach. Ha'holchim la'at, that goes slowly. U'misos es ritzin u'ben Rimal Yahu. I will give happiness to ritzin and Rimal Yahu. which are were not Malchay Yehuda. Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Amali Targuma Daikra." Well, it's not for the Targum on this pasuk. Lo Yadana Ma'ika Amar. When I have no idea. Rav Yosef says, without the Targum on this pasuk, I have no idea what it means. What does it mean that the Bnei Yisrael started to hate the Mea Shiloach and Ritzin and Ben Ramalio would have happiness? As follows. Chawath dekatz amahadein. Since this nation started hating b'malchus debeis David, since this nation has gone away from malchus malbei David, dimidabar lahon, that rules them, or the dabar is a ruler, binayach, calmly and softly, kimei shilocha, like the rivers of the Shiloah, dinagdin binayach, that flow softly, because they've given that up, the isra'iyu b'ritzinu barim al yahu. And instead they want ritzin and barim al yahu, they're not interested in David HaMelech. Right, that's what's bad. Continuing a little bit, what does it mean? The curse of Hashem in the base Russia. But the place where tzaddikim live will be blessed. What does it mean that he'll have a curse? That ochel mem sa'ah goes los bikinuach suda. He'll have 40 sa'ah of birds for dessert, and he still won't be satiated. That's a curse. Well, you have so much, and you can never have enough. Never have enough. Because we see people in life. They have so much, and they're still upset. They're still, they're not happy. What does it mean that they'll be blessed? Chizkio. He used to just eat a litra of vegetables, and that would be enough for him. That would be enough for him. Period. Why did Rav Yosef say that before without the Targum of this pasuk? You know, I wouldn't have known this. So there's a machlokas that comes up in many places. Comes up in Baba Kama, comes up in Megillah. Why is Rav Yosef the one throughout Shas that sometimes brings in the Targum? So the Ritva in Megillah Daf Gimel says, because he was blind. Because Rav Yosef was blind, he wasn't allowed to learn Torah Shebichsav. Because Torah Shebichsav, Yetharish Allah Omer Nalpeh. So that's why he had to learn the Targum. He had to learn the Targum. So therefore, that's why he's always given the Targum. Megillah Daf Gimel, Baba Kama Daf Gimel, and right here. Says Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Gimel, come on! Somebody who's blind can't learn Torah Shebichsav, they have no choice. They're allowed to learn Torah Shebichsav. That's not the reason. The reason is because he was a baki in Targum. It wasn't dafka for any halachic reason. He was a baki in Targum. But related to that, Dvarim Shebichsav, Yetar Shalom and Alpeh. Dvarim Shebichsav, that means in a cloth. So it's very halachic lemaisa. Just to mention that the Rishonim bring up, how do we daven? How do we say Psukah Dezimra? Right, Tehillim, that's Dvarim Shebichsav. How do we say Kriyashma? Right, how do we say Psukim? We're saying it Baal Peh. Baal Peh means not in a cloth. So how do we say any of that? So Tosfos and Temura on Daf Yud Aleph or so, Yud Aleph and Mabez, Tosfos and Temura quotes two days. Either if something, and the Torah quotes this in Simon Mem Tes in Orach Chaim, if something is rugged and everybody knows it already, so there's no Isser Dvarim Shebichsav. Because it's so common, everybody knows it. That applies to like Psukah Dezimra and Shema, everybody knows it. Second day, there's only a problem of Dvarim Shebichsav, Yetar Shalom and Al Peh when you're being motzi somebody else. If you're saying it for yourself, there's no problem. So in all the cases, Shema, Pesuk, and Zimra, we all say it ourselves, Sefer is not a problem. But where does this come up? It comes up by Haftorah. By Haftorah. In most shuls, they don't use a cloth. If you use a cloth, fine. But if you don't use a cloth, so then the poskim say that is that we should say Haftorah to ourselves. Right? In an undertone, when the Chazan said it, because it's Tvarim Shebichsav, Yetar Shalom, he can't be Motzi us in Haftorah. Right, therefore he's saying it, but I should say it myself. Say it myself because it's Dvarim Shebichsav. And according to that day, and that day is quoted in the Torah in Simin Mem Tes. So that is why some have a minog of saying the Haftorah themselves in an undertone while the Balkari says it. Viter. V'lachein, first medium line. Hine Hashem ma'al aleim esmei anohar atzumim v'harabim esmei lach Asher. Hashem's going to bring the king of Asher up you. So this is what Sancheriv heard that from Yeshayahu, that Hashem is going to bring the king of Asher up on you. Viksiv v'chelef v'Yehuda shataf v'avar atzavar yagia. He will go through Yehuda and he will get up to the neck. Right. So you see, Sancheriv just listened to Hashem. Elamai tami yanish. So why was he punished then? So navi aseres hashvatim is navi. No, he was only referring to the 10 tribes that went into Galus. That's what Asher was going to win over. Iyu yav daiti akuli Yerushalayim. He thought he was going all the way. He thought he was even taking Yerushalayim. Ba navi v'amar le kilo mu'af la asher mutzak la. The mu'af is not going to be given over to the mutzak. The weary are going to be given over to the strong. Amar b'lazer bar brechia ein nimsar am ayef batora biyad mi hametzik lo. Ayev means those weary in Torah are not going to be given over to those who are trying to hurt it, right? So, Yechiz said Cheref, you can go up to, but not including Yerushalayim. My Ka'es HaRishon Heikal Arza Zvulin V'Arza Naphtali V'Yacharon Hechved Derech Hayam Eber Yardin Galil HaGoyim. What does that mean? That's Russia. Lo Karishonim Sheikilim Me'aleim Ol Torah. You won't take like the earlier ones that did not learn Torah. Aval Achronim Shechbid Olam Ol Torah. Right, the later ones, the ones from Yerushalayim, have all Torah. V'ruyin halalu la'asos lamneis ka'obri hayam u'kadarchi hayardein. And really, these people still in Yerushalayim left with Chizkiyahu, they were on such a level, they were right to have Nisim done for them, like the Bnei Yisrael who went through the Yam and the Yardein. Im chozer bo, if you turn around Sancheref, and you don't touch Yerushalayim, muta, fine. Wonderful, you did what I wanted. V'im lav, and if not, ani e'eselo galil bagayim, I will make you a galil, I'll make you a mockery, right, amongst the nations. Meaning, imagine what people said to Sancheref. 185,000 soldiers, he woke up and they were all dead. He was left alone. Right? Acharei Dvar Ma'ela, Acharei HaDvarim, V'ha'emes Ha'ela, Bas Sancheref Melchashar, obviously he didn't listen. So after these true things, Sancheref Melchashar came, V'yavo B'Yehuda, V'yichad Al Ha'arim HaBesuros, he surrounded the cities, the walled cities, V'yomer Luvak'am Elav. Right? And he said to try to break through the walls. So the Gemara says, Hai Rishna, Lahai Pardeshana. This is the punishment for such a great person. We're about to say Chizkiyah was unbelievable. Why did he deserve to be besieged and for this to happen? Acharei hadvarim v'ha'emes. So what does it mean? No. The point was it was good. After these true items. What does that mean? My achar amar avina la achar shakavat zakadosh baruch hu v'nishba. Hashem swore the amar and he said, "Iyamin alei lechizkiyah, ma'isin alei lesancherev. If I tell Chizkiyah that Sancherev is coming, umasar alei biyadcha, and he will be given over into your hands. Hashta amar lohu beina v'lo biyatuse beina. He'll tell me what do I need him to come for, and then you'll destroy them. Just don't bring him." So, and Chizkiyah would have that power, but I want to do a great nace. So, miyad, kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba. So Hashem swore to my sinale that he'll bring them, and then he'll do an amazing nace for Chizkiyah. Shenamar, nishba Hashem tzvakos leimar, imlo kasher dimisi, kain haisa. Like I wanted to do kaviyachol, so it will be. The kasher ya'atzdi, hi takum lishbar asher ba'artzi. I'm going to destroy Asher in my land. V'al harai avusenu. And on my mountains, I will trample him. V'sar me'alem ulo v'sivlo. And from your shoulder, his burden will be lifted. Me'al shechmo yasur. Okay, so that's what God is. That's why it's a good thing in the end. Good thing that he was going to bring Ashur in order to then destroy him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Sancheref v'siyaso v'yasu avus l'chizkiyahu l'siyaso. Let Sancheref come and he'll be able to be a trough, like a feeding trough for an animal to Klal Yisrael. I mean, they'll go and take all of the possessions. All of them will become an avus l'chizkiyahu l'siyaso. Right? Rashi says v'yasa avus on top. V'yachilu suseyem ubehemtam betoch atzmos hapagarim. Top left, Rashi, that all their animals will eat all the corpses. This is one of the sources that they quote what as in a mace aser bahana. Interesting. So this is one of the sources that are quoted. What do you mean it's become an avus? But next, v'yamayamahu yasser suvalo me'al shechmecha, his burden will be lifted off of you, v'ula me'al tzavarecha, v'chuval ol mipnei shamein. And the ol will be lifted up. Mipnei Shamein. What does that mean? Amar Bisra Nafka, Chuval Ol Shel Sancheref, Mipnei Shmeino Shel Tzidkiyahu. The burden of Sancheref will be taken away because of the oil of Tzidkiyahu. What oil? Shel Yadolik, Bavati Knesset, Bavati Medrashos, because of the oil that was lit in all the shuls and Bavati Medrash. Ma Asa, what did Chizkiyahu do? No Atzcheref Eitz Al Petzach Eitz Medrash. You have to try this educational tool for all those principals out there. You put a sword outside the base Medrash. The Amar, Kol Misha Eino Osek Vatorah Yidkar Becheref. Whoever walks out is going to get stabbed. Becherev Zu. But can be done by Beersheba. Made him an offer he couldn't refuse. They checked throughout all of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, for lo matzu am ha'aretz. They didn't find one am ha'aretz. They all knew halacha. Migeves va'adan tipperis, for lo matzu tinok v'tinokes, ish v'isha, shlohi b'kin b'lchasum v'tara. Magolis Hayam said this meduyak. Dan and Beersheba is all of Israel. They all knew everything. They all knew Torah. But Geves and tipperis, those are the borders of Yehuda. So they have to know Tum and Tara. They have to know Tum and Tara. And also, by the way, it says Ish v'Isha, not just the men knew Torah. All the women knew Torah also, because this was Allah Lamai, so they had to know it. V'al also Adar Hu Omer, and about that Torah, it says, V'haya Bayamahu, Yechaya Ish, right? By that nature, it says everybody had plenty of food, plenty of food, and they didn't have to work. Yichaya ish eglas bakar ushteitzon. That was enough for them. But Omer v'yamahu yekol makom ashiyasham elaf gefen ve'elaf kesef. The gefen was worth a lot of money. Lishmar or lashayasiyah, but they still left it to be thorns because afal pish elaf gefen ve'elaf kesef lishmar v'lashayasiyah. They was just interested in Torah and they let the land be. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll stop with Usaf. We'll start off with an amazing Margolius Hayam, as we had a couple of them already today. Okay, we'll stop here right before the Usaf.